Hello, Siando here. I'm grateful for your time that you've taken time to listen to this mixtape. I'm very grateful. And I know something in your life has been impacted on. I know you've learned something and you'll be able to apply it. I know you advocate some people to listen to it. And I'm very, very thankful. But as usual, in every of my projects, I do have to like record something to keep you motivated. I just wanted to leave you with something that maybe will stick. Probably you're probably learned something from the mixtape, and you will continue learning. You continue to learn a lot when you listen to it over and over. You know, I always say that you have to open your mind, you have to open your heart, you have to open your soul to let in what's the light, let in the light from the music. Music is a spiritual thing. Music is a great thing to have. It's a great gift that God has given to us. And all the best in the processes that you're gonna take to listen to the mixtape. But I just wanted to let you know a few things. I wanted to say that the ascension through God is the faith in Him. Okay, to like ascend. Through Him, through God, in everything that you do, it's just by faith. You just need to have the faith, and you're gonna ascend, you're gonna go further, you're gonna go forward, you're gonna go up, as it is in the tape. It's just, you know, development is just growth in different aspects of life. It's just reality of what humanity is all about. Yeah, so I've learned, like I said in the track Takeoff, that, you know, I'm reading the Bible, you know, time to time. I can't say every day, but most of the times I try my best to read the Bible, and it's very helpful, and I advocate you to read the Bible. I advocate you as well to read this book by Don McGuire. It's called The Four Agreements. I advocate that you read that as well. You need to, like, let in the right kind of things in your life, because you can let in a lot of things in your life. It can be light, it can be darkness. So you need to choose the right things to let in your life, in your heart. And that's what will determine who you're gonna be tomorrow or the days after tomorrow. I've learned that righteousness is not perfection, because as human beings, we're far from it. It's all by grace that we are in every harmony that we're in. And we need to understand that, okay? That humbles you, you know, to realize that it's just by grace that we're here. It's just by grace that we're doing everything. And that's why you need to pray in everything that you do. So faith in God is just strongly believing and obeying Him in everything you do, and disregarding all sins. You cannot erase sin, of course. You can only disregard it and focus entirely on God, of course. And you will sin again and again, that's for sure. But if you don't focus on it, if you don't condemn yourself, it won't matter, okay? It won't matter. You don't have to be perfect. You know, like, we can't attend that kind of thing, you know what I'm saying? So people can judge you, like, you pray and then you do such kind of thing. That's just being human. That's just real humanity. And you cannot run away from that. But at the same time, you also have to, you just need to have faith in God and pray to Him. And, you know, just letting Him know that you love Him. Letting Him know that no matter what is happening, there's some things you can control, there's some things you can't control. But no matter what, you still believe in Him, you still have faith in Him, and you're gonna cling to Him. Okay, have faith in God, pray to Him, for everything. Be grateful for everything. Read and learn. Read and learn His word. Grow spiritually, and then rise. You know what I'm saying? With this tape, I just wanted to take you further spiritually, mentally. You know, I just wanted to, like, you know, let you know that we're going to eternity. You know what I'm saying? You need to believe in that. We're going to eternity, which is realizing that we have to love ourselves and navigate towards the truth, okay? Because most of the people in the world don't love themselves. You might think that people, you might think that you love yourself, but you don't, you're not giving yourself that much of attention, that much of love, that much of respect. You know what I'm saying? You need to realize, okay, like I would say, like, motivation is like constant reminder of who you are. Motivation is like, they say, you need to, let's say, for instance, you read something that says, I'm a king, I'm a queen, I'm a genius. That's just constant that's just a constant reminder of who you are. You are a genius. But if you don't love yourself that much to being a genius, it won't matter and it won't mean anything. But if you realize that constant motivation, I'm a genius, I'm a genius, I'm a genius, that will stick to you and that will be your reality, all right? So, you know, I learned from a lot of people, and one thing I've learned from DMX is that he said, to live is to suffer, and to suffer is to, and to survive, I mean, to survive is to find meaning in your suffering. Of course, if you understand the reason why you have to suffer, the reason why you have to go through what you're going through, the reason why you have to pass through what you did pass through, the reason why you had to be in the state or in the predicament, in the position that you were in. If you understand that is for your own good, that is trying to build you up, then you are surviving, because you definitely find meaning. And you know what that does for you? When you are surviving, you know, okay, let me put it in this way. Survivors know that suffering builds perseverance, okay? When you're surviving, you know that you're building perseverance, all right? And when you're building perseverance, that builds character. Because, you know, you're like, nah, man, I've been through that. You know, I've been through that. I have experience in that. You know, I know how that ends. I know how that be like. So you know how to act. And when you know how to act, you have hope, okay? Because it's like, yo, yeah, that has ever happened to me. That has ever, this and that has ever gone this way and this way and that. You know how to act on it. You won't complain. You won't whine about it. You know what I'm saying? You just have hope that, you know, no matter what, no matter how things are going, no matter what's happening, I'm still gonna be somewhere. I'm still gonna do something great. You know what I'm saying? So, it'll be character. Character will get you to know how to act. In the end, you have hope that God is there with you, and you will rise to the top, no matter what. With that hope, you will rise to the top. With that faith in God, with that prayer, you will rise to the top. And up you will go.